I'm here in Newbridge, County Kildare in the Irish Republic for a very unusual exhibition. It's various things owned by Michael Jackson from his former ranch in Neverland, which are on display. It's a world exclusive. It includes jackets, his famous trademark jewel-encrusted studs. There's even a king-like robe that the pop star used to wear. And as I speak, the staff here at the Style and Icons Museum are putting up the displays in glass, rectangular, upright booths, complete with Michael Jackson's jackets, the actual ones he wore on stage and on various world tours. This is going to be the last showing of the Jackson memorabilia that is being auctioned off next month in Beverly Hills, California. So it's a real sense all around of the way this superstar lived when he owned the ranch in California.
My name is Phil Donnelly and I'm the marketing manager at Newbridge Silverware. We have here a permanent showcase to icons of the silver screen and also musical engines. And for the last 2 years, we've been working very closely with Julian's Auctions in Hollywood in association with them to create an exhibition area here. And we have become the chosen destination for Julian's Auctions for any of their travelling exhibitions to showcase within Europe. So we've done elements such as a Monroe exhibition with them, we've done Bob Hope exhibition, we've done a U2 exhibition, and they came to us recently and gave us the opportunity to work with them on the Jackson exhibition.
And a lot of the stuff we not see again, I mean, it will go to private collectors, won't it? This is the last chance to see some of this accoutrements that Michael Jackson owns, or did own, in fact.
Well, this is very true. Michael Jackson never actually returned to Neverland after his series of charges and when he was acquitted. He actually never went back. So basically, every single element that's in Neverland, almost 3,000 elements, were auctioned or placed for auction. We have taken the highlights from that, and by highlights I mean pieces that the viewing public will very much associate with Michael Jackson, signature pieces such as the amazing glove he would have worn in a lot of his videos, the fedora hat, the various jackets associated with different videos and DVDs. So we've got that here, and this is the very last chance to see these because they're one-offs. They're also associated with particular eras in Jackson's career, an era which will never again be relived. So there are a huge amount of collectors out there willing to pay top dollar for these particular pieces.
My name is Darren Julian, and I'm President and CEO of Julian's Auctions.
Now, why has a company based in Hollywood, LA, chosen to have this exhibition all the way here in Ireland, in County Kildare?
Yeah, well, one of the things that it was important to Michael is that we do exhibitions in other cities, and Ireland happens to be one of his favorite countries. And, you know, we have a very good relationship with the Newbridge and the Museum of Style Icons here in County Kildare. And we've done other exhibitions here like U2, you know, a lot of things that we've done in the past, so that have been very successful. And it was an easy place for us to bring a lot of the highlights. And instead of going to London, we're doing a 2-week-long exhibition here at Newbridge Silverware, the Museum of Style Icons.
Lorraine Dooley.
And do you work here, Lorraine?
Yes, I work here.
Were you growing up a Michael Jackson fan?
Yes, absolutely loved him. Just thought he was the ultimate king of pop, to be honest. And can't believe, you know, all his garments, memorabilia here in Newbridge. It's unbelievable.
So it must be uncanny to be putting on Michael Jackson's hat, which is what they're doing at the moment.
No, definitely not. I never thought I'd come as close as I have today to his garments. It's unbelievable. Anyone who's a Jackson fan who can make it here to see these items on display, it's definitely, they have to come. It's a must.